Let's go ahead and refactor authChecker. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to extract an interface, which we are going to call authorizationChecker. We are going to place in another file, and we're going to select all public methods. There we go. The next thing that we're going to want to do is create our new class. This is going to replace the singleton that we've been using right up until this point. So we're going to create a class called AuthorizationChecker. And it is going to implement that interface that we just created. Go ahead, implement all members. Right now, we're going to just throw not implemented exceptions. Now, AuthChecker is going to just delegate through, or AuthorizationChecker is going to delegate through to AuthChecker. So I need a constructor, and I'm going to store the AuthChecker.instance. And we're going to put that in a private field. We are then going to, for each of these cases, just delegate through. So authChecker dot check action for globals, action current user, and groups. And we're going to do the same thing for the other methods. Check action for namespace, action, current user, and groups. Check action for page, action, current user, groups. Check action for directory, provider, directory, action, current user, and groups. All right, so there we have our new authChecker, which, as I said, simply delegates through to the underlying authChecker. Now, the next thing that we're going to want to do is go to authorization services that we had from last time. And we are going to want it to use authorization checker rather than the singleton. So I'm going to create a constructor. And here we've got, I'm going to just create a new authorization services, or a new authorization checker. There we go. And I want to replace this authChecker.instance. So let me extract out a variable, replace all seven occurrences. Doesn't matter what we call it because we're going to be replacing it. And here, what we're going to want to do is we're going to want to use, rather than authChecker.instance, we're going to want to use AuthorizationChecker. Right like that. Now that we have this, we can re-inline it. And we have quickly replaced all usages of the authChecker singleton inside of this class. If I run a build, everything should be good. That compiled successfully. Now let's take a look at where authChecker is still being used. If I do a find usages, you'll see that we have 83 occurrences inside a Screwturn wiki itself. So it is still being used on things like the formatter and other places. So we would have to replace those with our new authorization checker instance. And also in our tests, there's lots of tests around authChecker. So there's still a bit of work to do in refactoring out this singleton, but we have removed it from the authorization services. So authorization services now no longer depends on the singleton, but only on the auth checker. What I'd like to do is move the code from auth checker into authorization checker and just remove the singleton entirely. We do still have usages, so we can't necessarily perform the full refactoring. What we would end up doing is we would need, this code depends on the iSetting storage provider. So we could, in authorization services, simply create an iSetting storage provider. So what we want to do here is say auth checker equals new auth. So we're going to have a new auth checker. It needs a setting storage provider. So settings.instance. Provider. So that removes my dependence of auth checker on the actual singleton. So I'll get rid of that. And I am creating a new one here, but as I said, I am refactoring away from that singleton. What I'm also going to want to do is have that provider in a member, variable. So then what we'll be able to do, so I'm now not dependent on the auth checker singleton. I'm actually just delegating through to the class. Once I clean up all of the other usages of the singleton, I can actually just inline the method bodies, these entire method bodies right here into my authorization checker, delete the singleton, and I've completed the refactoring. So right now I can leave it in there. I'm going to leave it in there as a helper because it's used in tests. And it's used by other pages, the formatter. But what we'd like to do is move away from the singleton entirely, go to using the auth checker. You'll notice here that we are dependent on a provider, and we could be dependent on other objects. In our next article, we're going to look at how to wire up dependencies in a maintainable way that still allows things to be testable without using singletons. So until then, I'll leave you there. Happy coding.